Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. SpaceX launched Starship last hour. The world's most powerful rocket failed to ignite five of the 33 engines when it launched from Starbase in South Texas. About 4 minutes into the flight, Starship went into a spin and was intentionally destroyed by mission controllers on the ground. The Supreme Court is extending its stay on abortion pill restrictions until Friday. Earlier this month, a Texas federal judge ruled production and distribution of the widely used drug be halted nationwide, citing alleged FDA approval problems and 22 women over the years dying after taking mifepristone. Last week, the Supreme Court put the judge's ruling on hold as they decide whether to allow full access to the abortion pill while the case is being appealed. A Republican plan to raise the USA debt ceiling has been released.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy rolled out the GOP plan to raise the debt ceiling by reining in federal spending.
Our plan would return discretionary spending to pre-inflationary fiscal year 2022 levels.
The plan would also roll back new IRS funding and do away with President Biden's student loan forgiveness plan. Responding to the bill, Biden said spending cuts will hurt the economy.
Working people, middle-class seniors, would pay the price for the entire economy would be at risk.
Biden said Republicans need to take default off the table. Congress needs to raise the debt limit in the coming months to avoid defaulting on the nation's debt. I'm John Schaefer.
Lawmakers on Capitol Hill are calling for answers by the Biden administration after a whistleblower at the Internal Revenue Service is stepping forward claiming the Biden administration is blocking Congress and the public from learning about the Biden family members' business deals with China. The whistleblower also alleges clear conflicts of interest in the investigation. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
A severe storm system was dishing out strong winds and hail over the central United States and created several tornadoes last night, including one in Oklahoma that authorities said killed at least two people. The National Weather Service issued severe thunderstorm warnings across the region, along with tornado watches and warnings for six states, from Kansas to Iowa. The tornado warnings have since expired. Former Trump Organization chief financial officer is being released early from jail.
Alan Weisselberg went to Rikers Island in January for being part of a 15-year tax fraud scheme at the former president's business. He pleaded guilty last year when he and other executives received bonuses and perks. Weisselberg was sentenced to 5 months in jail, but is being let out after 100 days for good behavior. I'm Ryan Daniels.
The National Weather Service is issuing red flag warnings across New Jersey.
State fire officials are warning of elevated fire risks again this week due to dry conditions after several major fires. With low humidity and warm temperatures, the risk of fire starting and spreading become greater. The Forest Service says that over the last week and a half, they've fought over 160 wildfires across the Garden State. I'm Skip Kelly.
The Oakland A's Baseball Club announced it has signed a binding agreement to buy land for a future baseball park in Las Vegas, Nevada.
The club says they tried to stay in Oakland, but now they are shifting their focus on a Vegas home. Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
If your refrigerator, your washer, your dryer, or any other major appliance in your home breaks right now, do you have an extra $1,000 laying around to fix it or buy a new one? And hey, that's on the low end. Wouldn't you rather spend $1 a day and make sure all the major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced? Then call the Home Service Club right now for a free quote and a free month. Trust us, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You could spend $1 a day and have the peace of mind and the coverage for all your major appliances. Or you could be prepared to shell out thousands of dollars or more without protection. So call right now and get a free quote and a free month. Call right now.
800-238-9153. 800-238-9153. 800-238-9153. That's 800-238-9153.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. We've got Donna Jackson going to join us in just a moment. She's the Project 21 Director of Membership Development. We're going to address what the Biden administration is doing regarding hiring practices that could affect not only current employees, but the future hiring of federal employees and contractors. Donna, welcome back. Good to have you with us. How are you?
I'm glad to be back. Thank you so much.
Well, help us understand this issue. The members, the Project 21 members, have come together and they're urging the Biden administration to really, just to flat out reject the hiring practices that are being proposed here. Explain to our audience what's going on.
So, you know, it's Project 21 members, but it's also other black conservative groups outside of our membership. And the problem here is the regulatory state is doing another grab to discriminate against anyone whose morals don't line up with the liberal left agenda. Basically, what they've done is at the end of January, they put out a suitability and fitness requirement for anyone that wants to work for a government agency, existing members and contractors. And basically what it comes down to is they require a level of conduct and character necessary to perform the work that has nothing to do with the individual's job qualifications to do the job. Basically what they're proposing is that if you have any public affiliation, if you're perceived to have any behavior or belief that doesn't align with what they deem is suitable, then they can disbar you from not only applying for a job, but actually get rid of you. You know the left. What they do is equate violence, speech to violence. So if you participate in a right to life march, then you're automatically would be disqualified for working for the government.
But that's conditional speech. That's conditional speech. So what you're saying, if you are Antifa or BLM, that speech is acceptable in their estimation, in their evaluation. But if you have conservative speak, then that's violent and unacceptable. That's really the crossroads, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's the conservative need not apply rule. And basically, I mean, if you are a Christian and you believe that God created a male and a female, you're actually committing violence and you're excluded from being able to work for the federal government. If you believe a man and a woman constitutes a heterosexual man and a woman constitutes a marriage, again, violence. If you say that you don't think that your kids should have to participate in drag queen story time hour, or if you're a parent at a board meeting that is against having kids groomed in elementary school, you're excluded. And this is a very dangerous
Yeah, and if you want to interfere with a teacher behind your back taking your child in for, you know, trans reassignment, sexual reassignment surgery and counseling, and you interfere with that in their estimation, then your rating goes down and you're unacceptable.
Exactly. And it's so many discriminatory practices in here that you would think, you know, would be illegal. And the one thing that I tell people about it, and the reason why I raised the alarm, is we know what the Biden administration has been able to do in just a short period of time when they've enacted these kind of illegal policies. You know, people who didn't believe in the vaccine, which should be their choice, those people lost their jobs. Even after the court struck it down as illegal, you know, our military people that got booted out of the military haven't gotten their jobs. People haven't gotten their pensions. They've been able to wreak so much havoc on the American public if they disagree with anything the left puts out. And they've been able to do it with these types of rules.
And the thing that's so upsetting, that's additionally upsetting about this, Donna, you're talking about the military. There's other people. There's nurses that are employed. You got people in federal positions down the road that there's going to be a class action lawsuit to strike up the band. I mean, in a huge number. And what's going to happen is the, justice will be served. People will be reinstated. There will be back pay. There will be pensions. And guess who gets to pay for it?
We, the American public.
Exactly. We, the people. It's going to fall on our backs because somehow we elected these knuckleheads to take over and run this country into the ground doing things. And we can no longer sit on the sidelines and allow this to happen because, you know, in this particular case, it's happening at the federal level, but it's been going on through corporate America. Now you've got what you got in corporate America going on is, in a sense, is kind of a soft social credit rating. These big businesses are being, you know, there's a credit score that if they go along with this left agenda, right, as you know, Donna, what they're doing, how they've imposed it, and so these corporations are finding a way, okay, how do they align themselves, because they're going to get a credit score, a social rating score, a corporate rating score, and this will have an effect on whether or not they get some, you know, federal support and funding or any other advantage that a corporation may need. Could even be, guess what, an extra IRS investigation, possibly. I mean, you know, we've seen how this government has worked before. They did it to the Tea Party. They've done it to others. They're now invading churches, you know, the FBI, which the FBI said, well, I didn't know anything about it. You got to be kidding me. They know darn well what they're doing. So they've become invasive to the degree that it's illegal, but we've got to say something about it. And Donna Jackson, I'm glad that you're coming on the air to share this with our audience to help open their eyes to realize that, you know, you and I aren't delusional. This isn't something that we are imagining. This is happening in today's America.
It's 100%, and I encourage every person to speak out, talk to their congresspeople, let them know that they oppose these kinds of rules, because you know what? When our government does it, what always happens, as you said, corporate America will preemptively enact these kinds of rules within their company because they don't want to offend this government. They don't want to have to jeopardize their subsidies. And all of a sudden, anybody, if you have a conservative view, if you believe in the Bible, if you believe that there's a creator, anything, you're going to be silenced, and all of a sudden you have no control over your life.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, we've seen this. It's happening and has happened in our classrooms. It's affecting our children. It's affecting our very way of life because, Donna, I'd say for the most part, the majority of Americans are still under some, and I say it's a bit of a delusion because it's clear that this administration wants nothing to do with the Constitution. That is the line in the sand for us, and we need to make it real clear to the elected officials that we want to remain a constitutional republic. We've got to go to a quick break. We've got more from Donna Jackson. Stay right where you are.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is a process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it. And you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Welcome back, America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. We're talking with Donna Jackson. She's the Project 21 Director of Membership Development, talking about, these proposed, and they're not even proposed anymore. I mean, they're no longer subtle. They're coming out, these discriminatory hiring practices that would affect not only current employees, but the future hiring of federal employees and contractors. And this disease, and this really is, in a sense, kind of a pandemic upon the upon our culture, upon hiring practices, that is infecting like a cancer. It is metastasizing in every woof and warf throughout our culture, Donna.
It is. And, you know what, like you said, it's an attack on the Constitution. The way you take away people's freedoms is to put them in a position where they willingly give up their freedom because they think in some way they're doing something wrong. CRT is one of these issues. Oh my God. If you actually have a free thought, if you engage in debate, then you're somehow offending someone or oppressing someone. So what do? You hold back. You allow the government to come in and invade your space. Mm-hmm. Now they're threatening the very fabric of you being able to make a living. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, you won't be able to have income. You won't be able to do business with any government agency if you're associated with some agency, institution that believes in freedoms.
Yeah, if they've identified it as an offense. Donna, this is really the new civil rights issue, isn't it?
Number one civil rights issue. It is the reason why I've long been a conservative. I can say that from years ago. I worked in Arkansas. I worked on campaigns like Governor Huckabee and Tim Hutchison, Asa Hutchison, who was the governor, but it was congressional. But today, the affront on the religious liberties, on freedom of speech, of the Second Amendment, these are very disturbing to me. I can tell you, my household was a Second Amendment household. My parents all had guns. My aunts, uncles all had guns. It was for our protection. And the same thing, being able to have a debate. When did having a debate become violent? You need to see two sides of a story. And when you suppress the speech of individuals, then what you do is have total control. And what we're doing is moving towards a socialist Marxist society. I can tell you, in African-American communities, socialism has been, the left has had a stronghold a hold in those communities.
Right.
They're doing the same thing to all of America now.
Mm-hmm.
And
you see,
people need to watch out.
And the black communities, you would think, that were so directly affected. And maybe they're just so, they've been so conditioned that they can't. But, you know, it's kind of like the people who come from, you know, Cuba or, Venezuela, in Europe that have been affected and were raised under communism. They come here to this country and they're shaking their heads. They cannot believe that the young people or some of these, people who have been preconditioned by this government, because socialism and communism has just been a slow growing process. As progressives say, it's a slow march through the institutions. Well, they have commanded the institutions in such a way that people who still believe in the Constitution, Donna, feels like the institutions are so corrupt that they're no longer serving their intended purpose that was enumerated in the Constitution, was designed there in the Constitution to support. And so we're losing faith in our government and our leadership because they have abandoned, what we believe to be constitutional principles. But you would think, especially in the black communities who were affected by this, I know in some cases people are speaking up and saying, wait a minute, this was my life,
even in a socialized America, to whatever degree it was, because in the process of relying on the government, like when we talked with Bob Woodson, I said, Bob, look at, you know, ever since the war on poverty in the mid 60s, we've spent, I don't know, close to $30 trillion in the war on poverty. Why have we not moved the needle anymore after all this money has been invested? He goes, Bill, you got to understand, 70% of that money, 70% of taxpayers' money of that near $30 trillion of investment for the poor went to bureaucrats.
Absolutely. I say it's a war for the poor, not a war on the poor.
Oh, no.
I mean, it's a way to build the government.
But the bottom line is we need people to speak out that have experienced already the socialism to the degree that we have. Because the other thing that I'm seeing, Donna, and you can, you know, correct me if I'm wrong here, but in this process, it ends up dumbing down people. They're not smarter. You know, the people that you find that rise and come out of the restrictions, and you talk about, you know, Joe Biden talks about, oh, yeah, put you all in chains. I mean, the welfare program, all these government programs, they have put people in chains and they mediocritize them as opposed to really giving them a hand up so that they could be the best version of themselves. I don't hear a lot of success stories coming out of this investment into welfare and these government programs where people can say, hey, look what happened. Look at how this person came out of this. We helped them through this. You know, here's the process and how we help them. Am I missing something here?
No, you're 100% right. You know, if you see the way these programs are designed, they're not designed to measure how many people they get out of poverty. They are designed to measure how many people they service that are poor. So they create more of it. It's
exactly.
Not measured by actually getting people out of it. And so what do you have? You have careerism. You have people who want to have more of it because they can get promotions, they can get jobs, you know, they have people working for them. They actually want more of it. And the problem is, so that's from the career, the government side, because it only benefits the people that are administering these programs.
Mm-hmm.
From the other side of it, I've seen where individuals, well, they would go into a school and you have parents that are complaining that, you know what, my kids are not learning, they're not, how come you're not making sure that they can read, how come you're not making sure that you get the fundamentals of education? I've seen administrators threaten whole groups of parents that said, if you complain, then we're going to cut off your benefits. They'll say to everybody in there, anybody that's participating in a government program, if you say anything, if you complain, then we'll make sure that we cut off your funds. I've seen them. I've actually seen them call in parents on the weekend and threaten to have them put in the system if they say something. That's why this is even more dangerous, because they want to control your ability to make a living. Because when they control your ability to make a living, then they control your life.
That's why
socialism is so very dangerous. People, whenever you have somebody sitting there and telling you that you cannot voice your opinion, where you should give up your constitutional rights, they don't become more compassionate. They become more vicious.
Exactly.
And that's what you'll see. And that's why every opportunity we get, we need to, you know, make this known, let the American public know what they're doing. Because when the government does it, then the private sector does it preemptively. And that's the scariest thing. All of a sudden, nobody will hire you.
What a mind-blowing story. I mean, what that must do for parents. Here they are doing, you know, their natural instinct to protect their children. But they find out real quick that if you violate the party line, there's a price to be paid. We're going to threaten your very existence and your welfare.
Yes.
That's disgusting. Unbelievable. Donna Jackson has been with us. She is the Project 21 Director of Membership Development. Donna, thank you so much. Appreciate the insight. Take care.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA News Update. SpaceX launched Starship last hour. The world's most powerful rocket failed to ignite five of the 33 engines when it launched from Starbase in South Texas. About 4 minutes into the flight, Starship went into a spin and was intentionally destroyed by mission controllers on the ground. The Supreme Court is extending its stay on abortion pill restrictions until Friday. Earlier this month, a Texas federal judge ruled production and distribution of the widely used drug be halted nationwide, citing alleged FDA approval problems and 22 women over the years dying after taking mifepristone. Last week, the Supreme Court put the judge's ruling on hold as they decide whether to allow full access to the abortion pill while the case is being appealed. The Oakland A's baseball club has announced they are focused on moving to Las Vegas and have purchased land for a new stadium. Lance Pry, USA News.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Dr. Rainer Zittelman is going to be joining us. Hopefully he is calling us from overseas to talk about his new book, In Defense of Capitalism, Debunking the Myths. You know, this has been the issue in curricula today and academia. Capitalism has been berated. It has been presented with a lot of negative perceptions, and I believe that they're terribly wrong, as we were sharing earlier with Grover Norquist. I mean, you look at capitalism as a force of lifting people out of poverty. There's been no other form of government in the history of man like capitalism that has lifted more people out of poverty than any other form of government. And today, the kids in our universities are being told, no, you got to go to socialism and all these Marxist ideas that sound all warm and fuzzy. But, you know, they don't give them the backdrop. They don't give them the context and the history of what communism has done or what Marxism has done to humanity, how it's destroyed lives, how it has absolutely wiped people out, as literally has been killing them. This is what has been happening when you look back. I mean, think back on the 20th century. How many millions of people died at the hands of the isms? Not capitalism, but communism, Marxism, any other derivative of said forms of government. Been devastating. It has just been incredible. But yet, you know, these so-called academics that know so much come up with this theory that Marxism or socialism is the way to go because it seems so fair-minded. It's all about equity. But the fact of the matter is that, you know, equity is one of those kind of false religions. It's one of those things that sounds good on the surface, but when you play it out, you know, if we were all really, truly, in a sense, you know, created equal, that even with my 5 foot, 7 foot frame, that I could be as good as Shaquille O'Neal, you know, maybe, you know, if everybody was built like Shaquille O'Neal and the world was all about basketball and, you know, playing center in the paint of life, then that might make sense, but it isn't. You know, we're diverse and we're in different sizes and shapes, psychological makeup. Ambitions are different. Time and again, we look through the history of man and we see what happens. We have this inequity that's taking place. Well, Dr. Rainer Zittelman is with us now, talking about his book, In Defense of Capitalism, Debunking the Myths. Dr. Zittelman, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Yes. I can hear you.
Well, okay, good. I'm glad. I know that we're calling you overseas, and you know, we're glad that we finally connected here to talk about capitalism. This seems to be the order of the day, Rainer, because we were talking earlier with another one of our guests and talking about, you know, capitalism has probably been the single most dynamic force in raising people out of poverty. And not only poverty, but on the other side of people being able to be the best versions of themselves. I don't know other form of government that allows people to be literally the best that they can be. Do you?
No, I agree. Absolutely. And I can give you some numbers. Most people have never heard these numbers. 200 years ago, before capitalism, 90% of the worldwide population lived in extreme poverty. 90%. Today, it's less than 10%. Wow. And half of this reduction happened over that decade. So capitalism is definitely the best system against poverty. And on the other hand, if you look at the history of socialist experiments or anti-capitalist experiments, they tried it in 25 different ways. In China in another way than in Soviet Union, and East Germany in another way than in Cuba or North Korea or Vietnam, Venezuela. It failed time and again, and there's not a single example where a socialism or an anti-capitalist system improved the living conditions for ordinary people. These are the historical facts.
Mm-hmm. And the thing is that when you compare these other isms, these anti-capitalism forms of government, as you mentioned, the devastation, the effects on human life are in the millions.
Yes, there were scholars, and they tell us more than 100 million people died as a result of the socialist experiment. The worst example is Mao's so-called Great Leap Forward from Mao Zedong, the end of the 50s. 45 million people died in China as a result of this experiment. And I have lectures about this topic all over the world. And whether I speak in Asia or Latin America, Europe or United States, and I ask people in my audience, have you heard about this at school or university? Only very few people agree, yes, I have heard about it. The teachers, they don't tell them at school. They don't know anything about this. This is one of the problems.
Yeah, it's a huge problem because we know the axiom that goes with history. Those who forget it are doomed to repeat it. And here we are, I mean, not that long ago, we had a president and a State of the Union saying that America would never, you know, embrace socialism. But the fact of the matter is America has embraced a lot of socialistic ideas that are opening the way. And this is why some of these kids are making this transition into believing in some offering of socialism and ignoring the history.
Absolutely. Maybe they don't call it someone like Joe Biden. He's not like Bernie Sanders. He don't call it socialism, but it is socialism. Because what's the main difference between a free market economy and a planned economy? In a free market economy, entrepreneurs decide what is produced. In the end, it's the consumers who make the decision. We decide every day. This capitalism is pure democracy because we as consumers, we decide every day what is produced. But in a planned economy, the politicians and government officials, they decide what is produced. And what we do now, for example, in Europe, they forbid now combustion engines for cars. This is politicians, they decide what is produced. And I call this socialism. This is nothing else.
Exactly. Well, and the thing is that, and they use the full force of the government. They put pressure on banks who they're going to loan money to. And now in America, what is creeping into our corporate entities, Rainer, is that, they're establishing kind of a social credit rating like what they do in China. And they're now in, they're inculcating that within the corporate structure, which is going to compromise us all the more.
Yes, and they should know that does not work and has always results that are bad. Think back again. You speak now about that the banks are forced to give loans to people you shouldn't give them maybe these loans. This is what Bill Clinton did. This was one of the reasons for the housing price bubble, that they forced banks or financial institutions to give loans to people to buy house who can, you should know before that they can't pay it back, but it was political purposes like anti-discrimination or something like this. And always if the politicians are too involved too much and if they force the free institutions or free market economy to do the things that they will do, you have a lot of side effects. And you saw one of the side effects was this was one of the reasons for the house pricing bubble in 2008.
Right. And the latest news is that this Biden rule that's being proposed will redistribute high risk loan costs to homeowners with good credit. Here, a la Bill Clinton one more time. So interest rates for mortgages have roughly doubled over the past year. And so Biden's answer is we're going to, in a sense, redistribute wealth. We're back to the Bill Clinton and even more so the Obama days, right?
Yes, this is one thing. And the other thing, of course, they have a new topic now with the environment, what he calls Joe Biden is the Green New Deal. But I look again back in history, in systems of a planned economy, environmental problems were much more extreme than there are in capitalist countries. I'll give you one example.
Well, I'll tell you what, before we go there, we've got to go to break. Let's pick it up on the other side. More from Dr. Rainer Zittelman after this. Stay with us.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold ship to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
Let me tell you, you've got to get your hands on this book, In Defense of Capitalism. These are the things that academia, for some reason, is afraid to teach our kids. And we need to be reminded of the power of capitalism and what it has done for previous generations here in this country and Western civilization. Rainer Zittelmann, the author, studied history and political science, graduated with distinction. He has two doctorates, so we could call him Dr. Rainer Zittelmann. And we're happy that he could be with us to talk about his book, In Defense of Capitalism, Debunking the Myths. He's a best-selling author, and we're talking about the 10 most common objections to capitalism. You know, these are things that come up in conversations, especially from the left, that says that capitalism leads to hunger and poverty, to rising inequality. There we got that equality, you know, word again. To unnecessary consumption, to environmental destruction, to climate change and wars. Well, is all that true? Dr. Zittelmann, we've got about 10 minutes together, you and I, as we address these issues. Break it down for our audience. Let's let them realize the difference between the truth and the myth.
Yes, as you mentioned, the book deals with 10 different myths, and to be honest, I don't think that I can convince any anti-capitalists, because they don't, they will not buy the book, they will not read the book. They prefer to buy books like the new one from Bernie Sanders. I wrote the book for people like you and hopefully a lot of people in the audience who are pro-free market economy, pro-capitalism, but I provides with all the arguments, with all the facts. This is a book with 900 different, with 900 footnotes. I use 360 scientific papers and books, but it's written in a very straightforward way so that it's easy to understand for everyone, that you can win every discussion with anti-capitalists. I give you one example. They tell you always capitalism leads to monopolies. And it's true. They speak about Amazon or Google or Apple. It's true, capitalism can lead to monopolies, but what's more important, capitalism is the only force to destroy monopolies. And I have a lot of sometimes tiny facts and examples in my book. I give you one. In 2007, there was a headline in the newspaper Guardian. The headline was, "Will MySpace ever lose its monopoly?" And the same year, the headline or the cover of Forbes magazine was, "Nokia, who can ever catch the cell phone king?" So who speaks about Nokia or MySpace today?
Exactly.
But it wasn't destroyed by the government, but by capitalism, by competition. And the same, I think, in the United States today, you use this word Xerox thing to make a photocopy, because Xerox had a market share from 95%. And then there was competition. Other companies today, they have less than 2%. Or with Kodak, maybe you remember, they had 85% market share. And then there were competitors, and they didn't understand new developments. So this is only one example. So you find a lot of books in my a lot of facts in my book, and if someone tells you capitalism, this is a problem, it leads to monopolies, you say, I agree, this is true, but what's more true, they seem more powerful as they are, because capitalism destroys monopolies time and again.
It has a way of healing itself, because it depends on the market, right? The consumer is the one that confirms a product and defines the value, right?
Yes, and if some people, for example, they say, oh, Jeff Bezos is too rich, and so no, it's our decision whether he's rich or not. We decide every day when we use Amazon or when we use Google or when we buy a Tesla or whatever, then we make this people rich, and if not, and this is what I call democracy, and the alternative is in planned economy that the politicians and the government officials, that they decide what to produce and what we should buy, and this is what socialists also want today, and then they speak a lot about the environment, as you know, Joe Biden with his Green New Deal, but one fact is that environmental problems were much, much bigger in socialism. I'll give you one example. I live here in Germany, as you hear with my accent, and we had an experiment. East Germany was socialist and West Germany capitalist, and the same country, the same culture, the same language, the same people, only different economic systems. So this was an experiment, and the CO2 emissions in East Germany were three times higher than in West Germany. So I can't understand if some people tell us today we need something like a planned economy to solve environmental problems. No, they were bigger as everywhere in the world in socialist countries. They will make things worse.
Can we even, you know, I mean, you talk about, you know, dealing with the climate and the environment. Can we agree? I think part of the problem we have is we're all over the place in trying to understand what it is, because it the way it's the whole discussion is compromised because it's loaded with this manipulation and this social engineering to get us to believe something, to suspend our own common sense and believe what a few number of people who have more to gain in us going along with their narrative than the truth.
Yeah, this is another problem, of course, that we have no free discussion about some topics. They call it the cancel culture. It means that university, if anyone has a different opinion, they shout it down. They call it the cancel culture. This is another problem. But if I speak about climate change, I know there are different opinions. Some people believe it's a big, big problem. Others, they think it's not a problem at all. But whether you believe it's a problem or not, one thing is 100% sure. Planned economy will not solve this problem, because planned economy never solved any problem in the last 100 years, but caused a lot of problems. This is the experience from our history.
Right. Well, here in the United States, I mean, just last week, or actually earlier this week, President Biden had laid out his idea of electrical vehicles. Again, a planned economy and, you know, shutting down all combustible engines. And we don't even have the wherewithal, Dr. Zittleman, in order to meet the goals that the president has projected. I mean, we can't even hit a fraction of the numbers that he expects electrical vehicles to be able to produce. Number one, I mean, just even from the standpoint of we don't even have control of the manufacturing of a lot of the base elements that we need in order to produce electrical vehicles, and the capacity of the current manufacturer base couldn't even meet the demand if we were to, you know, hit the numbers that he's talking about.
Absolutely. And I think his aim is he want to make from the United States a country like some European states, because this is exactly what they did in Europe now. They have a new law from the European Commission to forbid combustion engines from 2035 on. This is what I call planned economy, and we don't have the infrastructure for this. And it's crazy. Look what we did here in Germany. First, we phased out nuclear power plants. Then we started to phase out coal power plants. We forbid fracking. Then we imported fracking gas from the United States. Now, what is good for the United States, but of course, absolutely crazy. And now we have a lot of problems. We have the highest prices for electricity in the whole world. And some people here in Germany are so crazy, they think we are role model for everyone else in the world. Maybe we are a role model now for Joe Biden, because he doesn't understand what it means, what is the result. Look at Germany, what happens here. And it's not a positive role model. It's only something you can learn how you shouldn't do things.
Exactly. How are the people responding to let the government know that this is not good?
Hopefully, the next elections, hopefully you will have someone in the United States like Ronald Reagan. I'm a big admirer of Ronald Reagan. For me, it was the best president ever. So let's hope for this and help to spread the idea of capitalism. Buy my book and give it to other people so that you can convince them, discuss with them. If you meet anti-capitalists, if you have the book and I say I give you another, I recommend you something else, and this is for free. If you look on the internet, I produced the film, and I'm proud because I got an award at last Freedom Fest in Las Vegas for this. And it's Life Behind the Berlin Wall. It's on YouTube. You can Google it. Life Behind the Berlin Wall. It's only 17 minutes, but we compare East Germany, West Germany, what I talked before. And young people should watch films like this because, you know, they like to discuss about theory. They compare a book, a theory, with a reality. It's as fair as if I would compare your marriage with a romantic love novel, for example. This is crazy. No, maybe your wife comes, you come at home and your wife says, oh, we have to divorce because I read this romantic love novel and our marriage is not like in this book. Hey, you're crazy. You should compare it with our friends, maybe. And this is what I'm doing in my books. I compare things that you can compare, like Venezuela or and Chile, or North, South Korea, East, West Germany. And in this film, it's about East and West Germany. Even you can see it in countries that call themselves socialists. I was half a year ago, I was in Vietnam. It's amazing. They call themselves a socialist or with a communist party. But it's harder to find a Marxist at the university in Vietnam than to find in the United States or in Europe, because they learned their lesson.
Exactly.
Small private property. Free market economy.
So, ladies and gentlemen, that's what you want to do. Two things. Okay, number one, buy Dr. Rainer Zittelman's book. This will be a blessing for you. This will help you in understanding the things that you need to understand, things that you didn't get. You're never going to get from the mainstream media, because they're not going to teach you this stuff. And if you're going to school paying, you know, $500,000 for your education, that's not happening there either. In Defense of Capitalism, Debunking the Myths, the name of the book from Rainer Zittelman. And then, of course, check out the movie, Life Behind the Berlin Wall. Dr. Rainer, thank you so much for sharing all these great ideas. A book available at all the usual places. And it'll be linked on our website at BillMartinezShow.com. Thank you, Dr. Zittelman.
You. If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase.